Fleck. Catherine spent the rest of the break taking a long walk around the vineyards. When the meeting resumed, she was refreshed, but completely unprepared for what was about to happen. Before Catherine could raise the subject, Nick asked, "Where's Mikey?" Catherine wanted to deliver the message without seeming too relieved. "Mikey isn't going to be coming back. She's leaving the company." The looks on the faces of the people around the table didn't seem to fit Catherine's expectations. They appeared to be surprised. "How did that happen?" Jan wanted to know. "Well, what I'm about to say needs to be confidential because of legal issues relating to departed employees." Everyone nodded. Catherine was direct. "I didn't see Mikey being willing to adjust her behavior, and it was hurting the team, so I asked her to leave the company." No one spoke. They just looked at one another and at the brochure still sitting on the table in front of them. Finally, Carlos spoke. "Wow, I don't know what to say. How did she take it? What are we going to do about marketing?" Nick continued a list of questions. "What are we going to say to employees, to the press?" As surprised as Catherine was by their response, she quickly summoned an answer. "I don't want to say a lot about how Mikey responded." She was a little surprised, a little angry, neither of which is rare in situations like this. The group waited for Catherine to address the other issues. She continued, "And as far as what we're going to do about marketing, we'll start looking for a new vice president. But we've got plenty of strong people in the organization now who can step up and keep things moving until then. I have no concerns about that." Everyone seemed to digest and agree with Catherine's explanation. "And we'll have to simply tell employees and the press that Mikey is moving on. We don't have a lot of flexibility there in terms of getting into sensitive information. But I don't think we should be intimidated by anyone's initial reactions. If we get our act together and make progress, employees and analysts alike are going to be fine. And I think most people, especially employees, won't be all that surprised." As confident as Catherine was and as logical as her reasoning seemed, the mood in the room remained down. Catherine knew she would have to push them hard to focus on real work. She didn't realize how much more work she had to do to put the Mikey issue to rest.